We're going to lead with the market for immigrant talent in America and Canada. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's new data showing the rate at which the U.S. government approves work visas for skilled foreign talent has dropped from 87% to 58%. That's the first half of this year compared to all of last year. Now, this is for the coveted H-1B visas favored by tech workers from India, China, Canada, and South Korea especially. This comes as the Trump administration gets stricter about the H-1B program with claims of fraud and abuse. The U.S. government approvals are dropping at a time that applications and extensions for new H-1Bs are up significantly. Now, Canada has been trying to capitalize on the uncertainty here. Marketplace's Rima Krais explains how that country is making it easier for tech workers around the world to move there.
Canada is testing out a new program. Instead of making some skilled workers wait a year to get a work permit, it'll now just take 2 weeks.
To attract people here from many of those countries that the current U.S. administration has banned immigration from.
Brad Duguid is Ontario's Minister of Economic Development and Growth. He says, unlike the U.S.,
we're welcoming people,
including Americans. In Toronto, Roy Pereira with the startup Zoom AI says usually 3% of his applicants are from the U.S. But after the election,
we had 34% of all candidates coming from the U.S., which is a huge increase.
Still, in Silicon Valley, salaries are higher and venture capital investment much bigger. But Sonia Shori with the agency Invest Ottawa says Canada's cost of living is lower. And for tech entrepreneurs,
we also have a series of different provincial tax credits, subsidies, and grants
that groups like hers are promoting, alongside the fact that Canada's cities are really diverse. I'm Rima Krais for Marketplace.
And it could be an exodus in progress. A consulting firm calculates that Britain could lose 40,000 investment banking jobs if the UK goes with the quick, harder scenarios for Brexit. Those negotiations to extricate Britain from the EU are only beginning. One of the world's biggest tobacco companies is being investigated for allegedly paying bribes to get regulators to go easy in Africa. Britain's Serious Fraud Office is now looking into British American Tobacco, which does Lucky Strike and Pall Mall. Here's BBC business correspondent Theo Leggett with more.
Allegations that British American Tobacco had been involved in paying bribes to politicians and civil servants in several East African countries, including Rwanda, Burundi and the Comoros Islands, were initially reported in a BBC Panorama documentary broadcast in 2015. The programme spoke to a former employee who'd worked for the company in Kenya for 13 years. He claimed the payments were made to influence laws covering the use of tobacco. BAT said at the time it did not and would not tolerate corruption. It has since been investigating allegations of wrongdoing, using external legal advisers, and cooperating with the Serious Fraud Office. It says it will also cooperate with the formal investigation that's now been launched.
And General Motors, as of today, is no longer a big presence in Western Europe, at least in the car showrooms there. GM's sale of Opel and Vauxhall to Peugeot of France has now gone through. GM suggests it is now focusing on its strengths in China, in U.S. pickup trucks, and jump-starting Cadillac. Blue jeans have dominated the lower half of American bodies since the 1950s, but then came the rise of what's called athleisure fashion, sports clothes worn throughout the day. Marketplace's correspondent Andy Euler reports.
If you walk into a blue jean manufacturing factory like this one in Los Angeles, among the piles of indigo fabric and spools of thread, you'll find a material that's a little different. A lot of it comes from one of the oldest denim mills in the country, Cone Denim. Kara Nicholas is VP of Product Design and Marketing. She says they've been noticing a trend for some time.
Comfort is a key attribute that consumers are looking for in their denim jeans. People are multitasking, they need to move, they need to get things done, so they want to be comfortable.
10 years ago, Cone Denim noticed that more women were wearing leggings, so the company invested millions in developing fabrics that would help jeans compete.
The way that that's addressed is, okay, well, let's increase the amount of stretch. You know, the technology and the stretch yarn advances for, you know, denim fabric, and, you know, we increase the amount of stretch that we put into the jean.
The new fabric is a combination of spandex, polyester, and cotton that gives you stretch while maintaining its shape. It's been popular. Big manufacturers like Levi's and Old Navy, along with smaller designer brands, have picked it up and incorporated it into both women's and men's jeans. Ken Morris, co-founder of Boston Retail Partners, says the shift comes at a time when there's not just demand for comfort, but also 1970s skin-tight jeans are back in fashion.
You know, the Rolling Stones and David Bowie and Rod Stewart and Twiggy, that time frame, and then, you know, the infamous move with Brooke Shields with Calvin Klein jeans.
In 2014, jean sales dropped 4.5%, but this year they're on the upswing. They're expected to rise more than 2% in 2017. Many credit the advanced denim fabric technology. Karen Nicholas at Cone Denim says she's not worried about the future of the denim jean business.
They're not going anywhere, no. They're just going to continue to evolve and, you know, keep up with the trends.
Trends like combo jeans and leggings, jeggings. Just don't ask me to try those on. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
HBO is saying that hackers stole some of its intellectual property. The extent of this is not yet clear, but Entertainment Weekly is saying an episode of Ballers, an episode of Room 104, and the script to next week's Game of Thrones has been posted online. No motive's been revealed. Parent company Time Warner isn't commenting further, but it's working with law enforcement. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. Our engineer this week is Daniel Ramirez. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.